Okay, Patsy McGonagall, great to speak to you again. How are you, Patsy?
Hi, Greg.
What's your sense? You know, you know what's what, been involved with lots of sport, lots of people. It's hard to see anything this year, isn't it? Is that your sense?
Well, that may be a sense, you know, but, you know, sports people then tend to and listen to the two lads, and of course I agree with everything they're saying and so on, but, you know, sporting people then would have to give hope to those that are involved in their sport, and, you know, you tend to say, right, we'll push back 2 months and we'll hopefully it'll be ready then, or at the moment, in my head, and just in my own personal plan, is that maybe September, you know, but sure, we don't know. You know, that's the answer that everybody would give. We just don't know.
Yeah, and we have to see a way out of this. We are seeing, you know, the rate of this disease plateaued now. We are seeing a reduction in the amount of people, very sadly, that have passed away, and our sympathies, of course, with those going through these awful times, and we always remember them, but we also do, as a society, have to look to the future, and we could be in a much better place globally even as soon as September. Who's to say? And we have to keep our eye on that and keep hope there.
Yes, that's exactly the word, you know, Greg. You have to give hope. So, I mean, you know, you have to give hope to the people that are out there doing stuff, and, you know, is this ever going to end? And yes, it is going to end, and, you know, you have to give them they keep asking, and sure, you don't know the answer, but you give an answer, and the answer in my head is the moment, you know, August, September, and hopefully September, but that would suggest that in my sport of athletics, the track and field is gone, and so therefore, you know, and even this morning, I'm just getting my head ready to cancel schools, athletics, and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's where it's at. And but you need to give hope. You need to give hope, and you need to tell people, right, this, you got to stick it out now and listen to the government, listen to the advice, and you know, plan ahead. And we will get over this. And you know, and give them a date, whether it happens or not. But it has to be a provision there in people's heads that maybe September or August or whatever people say. But and then if that doesn't happen, well, right, okay, we'll look at October. So you just got to be positive. You just can't say, listen, this is all over.
Can't give
it won't
up.
Happen.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
How are athletes coping with this lockdown? Obviously, they'd be used to regime. They'd be used to, building up to competition, taking part in competition. Is this particularly difficult for athletic sports people, I wonder?
Yes, it is. It is because, you see, it's getting together, it's getting the support systems to, and getting working with people. And, of course, there's a distance issue and, you know, that's it. And then there's, why train? Why train? How do you get motivated? Is this competition going to happen? So this is why I keep coming back to hope. So, I mean, yes, you know, you have to keep saying, yes, there will be something happening. So, you know, that's it. Otherwise, everybody downs tools. But the other very, very positive thing is people now do have time, and they're not going to work. And the ordinary athlete, the ordinary jogger, the ordinary keep fit person has all the time in the world to pursue a healthy regime on a daily basis. And you know, a lot of children, a lot of families, a lot of people are taking advantage of that. And we're so blessed with the good weather. And indeed, and people say to me every day, I go out for a walk when I meet them, and you know, we talk on the road and stuff, and everybody says, aren't we just blessed to be living in Donegal? I mean, you know, we've got space, and you know, I'm just saying, let's take advantage of the space, let's take advantage, sure, at 2K, certainly, and but, you know, we all live so within such an environment.
Right. And in fairness, so that being able to push beyond that 2K is probably one of the first things we'll see at the start of next month. So that's more hope for us. Patsy, listen, always a pleasure to speak to you. Thanks so very much indeed.
All the best, Greg.
Take care of yourself. Patsy McGonagall there.